Hi everybody, I'd like to make another video for you, only in English, using my husband's photographs. I would like to speak only English in this video. And I would like to use photos taken by my husband Martin. Take, took, taken. In this video, I want to use photographs which were taken by my husband Martin. My husband takes photos, and these photos were taken by him. These are pictures taken by my husband Martin. I want to use them in this video, but I have a problem. Right now, I have a problem. I don't know which photos to use in this video. I have lots of pictures taken by my husband, and I can't decide. I cannot make a decision which of them to use. I don't know where to start, and I don't know what to talk about in this video. I do not know where to start, and I do not know what to talk about. It is the most difficult thing for me to get started. To start a new video is the hardest thing for me. Once I have an idea what to talk about, when I have an idea what to talk about, it's much easier. It is not so difficult. It is easier. So right now, I'm looking for an idea. I'm looking for some inspiration for this video. Now, I'm looking for an idea. I want to find an idea. I want to find some inspiration for this video. I've chosen many different photos. Chosen. I have chosen many different photos. I have many pictures taken by my husband, and I can't decide which of them to talk about. I cannot make a decision which of them to use in this video. I have photos of all sorts of things. I have pictures of many different things, such as cities, landscapes, houses, animals, people, trains, our cottage life, buses and trolley buses, flowers, etc. And I can't make up my mind. I cannot make up my mind. That is, I cannot decide. I cannot make a decision which of them to talk about. I'm looking for an idea for this video. I'm looking for some inspiration. Maybe. It is winter now, so I should speak about winter. It's winter season now. The season now is called winter. So maybe I should talk about it. When I think about winter, the word magic comes to my mind. This is my mind. And when I think about winter, the word magic comes to my mind. Winter and magic go hand in hand for me. In my opinion, winter and magic go hand in hand. It's probably because the evenings are long and dark. The evenings now in winter are long and dark. There is not much light at this time of year. There isn't much light. So we look for a little light in the darkness. We look for a little warmth in the cold. I think it's our instinct to look for something warm and light now. It is our instinct to look for something warm and light and magical. And my husband, as a photographer, looks for some magical moments. You know, my husband is an amateur photographer. Photography is his hobby. Taking pictures is his hobby. And now in winter, he looks for some magical moments to take pictures of. Magical moments are precious at this time of year. Precious means of a great value. You know, our health is precious, our time is precious, and I think that magical moments are precious too. Magical moments are of a great value, or I can say magical moments are valuable. But if your eyes are open, your mind is open, and your heart is open, it's possible to find them. You need to have an open mind and an open heart and open eyes, and then it is possible for you to find them, to find some magical moments, to find some magic even now in winter. And my husband certainly has an open mind and an open heart and open eyes. So it is not difficult. It is not hard for him to find a bit of magic in everyday life. He can find some magical moments and capture them. That is, to photograph them. He's really good at it. He's good at taking photographs of magical moments.